It's called protection, but it shouldn't be. For the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Abortion was celebrated anew at the Democratic National Convention last week. Nearly every speaker, including Sandra Fluke, the Georgetown University student that demands free contraception, demanded that abortion should be offered without restriction as central to women's health care. As Timothy Stanley noted at CNN.com, gone are the days of safe, rare, and legal. Now it's so-called reproductive freedom. Planned Parenthood got its message out by distributing condoms at the DNC with the slogan, "Protect yourself from Romney and Ryan," printed boldly on the wrapper. Clever lobbying, but make no mistake, this is not about the protection of women's health. It's about protecting and even subsidizing the goddess of full sexual autonomy, free from any stigma or consequence, including that imposed by nature itself. The irony is, women are the victims of this so-called freedom. I spent 4 weeks talking about this in a YouTube series on sexual brokenness. Come to thepointradio.org to watch them.